My colleague Lindsay Papia and I spoke exclusively to the wife of the sailor who jumped off the USS Lincoln and was medically evacuated from the ship. The Lincoln's been deployed for 265 days and hit a modern-day record for most continuous days at sea without a port call. Family members are concerned about potential exhaustion, low morale, and the mental health of those on board. The wife of the sailor who jumped said her husband was struggling with his mental health and repeatedly expressed his concerns to his higher-ups, but was quote-unquote brushed off. The Navy says they can't comment on the medical records of individual service members to protect patient privacy. In the last message she received from him before he went overboard, he said in part, "I think the boat is finally getting to me. It's really getting me. I don't think I can do another deployment after this, and I don't even know if I can finish this deployment." The woman told me her husband jumped off the ship last Monday, but she didn't hear anything from the Navy for 4 days, not until Friday, despite her attempts to reach out. She also said he raised concerns about his prescription contact lenses having expired, saying he was getting yelled at for accidents on the flight deck that he said happened because he couldn't see properly. She says despite that, he was still allowed to work. She told me, quote, "I think that also had a big toll on him because he could have injured a lot of people and he could have injured himself because that's what they kept yelling at him every time he made a mistake." It comes after I recently reported on the horrible conditions on board the Lincoln, including a lack of food, hygiene products, and non-working toilets. Now, lawmakers are adding to the calls for answers as these reports raise serious concerns about the welfare of service members deployed in the ongoing war in Iran.